Realizing my crazy best friend isn't the only female in Seattle who's apparently lost her head for this guy, when I feel her squeezing my arm. I dare you to look at him and tell me you wouldn't do anything for that man. I wouldn't do anything for that man, I insistently repeat, just to win. You're not looking, she squeals. Look at him. Look. She grabs my face and swings my gaze in the direction of the ring, but I start laughing instead. Melanie loves men, loves to sleep with them, stalk them, drool about them, and yet when she catches them, she can never really hold on to them. I, on the other hand, am not interested in getting involved with anyone. I'm still at that awkward, no thanks, phase when I get any attention. I guess I haven't felt that good about myself in a while. Plus, my romantic little sister, Nora, has had enough boyfriends and drama for both of us. I stare up at the ring as the guy whips off the red satin robe with the word Riptide on the back, and the spectators stand screaming and cheering as he slowly turns to acknowledge them all. His face is suddenly before me, illuminated by the lights, and I just stare like an idiot from my place. My God. My God. Dimples. Dark, scruffy jaw. Boyish smile. Man's body. Man's body. Killer tan. A shiver shoots down my spine as I helplessly drink in the entire package everyone else seems to be gaping at. He has black hair, standing up sexily as if women have just had their fingers there, cheekbones as strong as his jaw and forehead, lips that are red-kissed and swollen, and, as a souvenir from his walk to the ring, there's lipstick on his jaw. I look down his long, lean body, and something hot and wild settles in my core. He's mesmerizingly perfect and incredibly hard. Everything from his beautifully slim hips and narrow waist to his broad shoulders is solid. And that six-pack. No, it's an eight-pack. The sexy V of his obliques dips into his satin, navy blue shorts, which gently hug his powerful legs, thick with muscle. I can see his quads, traps, pecs, and biceps, all gloriously tight and cut. Celtic tattoos circle both of his arms, exactly where his bulging biceps and the rigid square deltoids of his shoulders meet. Remy! Remy! Mel shouts hysterically at my side, hands cupped to her mouth. You're so fucking hot, Remy! His head angles to the sound, one dimple showing with a sexy smile as he faces us. A frisson of nervous energy passes through me, not because he's extremely gorgeous from this perfect view, because he is, he definitely is. Goodness, he really is. But mostly because he's looking straight at me. One eyebrow cocks, and there's a glimmer of amusement in his entrancing blue eyes. Also something warm in his gaze, like he thinks I'm the one who shouted. Oh, shit. He winks at me, and I'm stunned as his smile slowly fades, morphing into one that's unbearably intimate. My blood simmers, my sex clenches tight, and I hate that he seems to know that. I can see he thinks he's the ultimate creation, and he seems to believe every woman here is his Eve, created from his ribcage for him to enjoy. I'm both aroused and infuriated, and this is the most confusing feeling I've ever felt in my life. His lips curl, and he turns when his opponent is announced with the words, Kirk Dirkwood, the Hammer, here for all of you tonight. You little slut, Mel, I cry when I recover, shoving her playfully. Why did you have to scream like that? He thinks I'm the nutcase now. Oh my God, he did not just wink at you, Mel says, visibly stunned. Oh my God, he had. Hadn't he? He did. I'm just as astounded.